Okay, we are up to Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we're up to the Gemara over here, four lines on the top. Okay, we had a machlekes here between Rav Huna and Shmuel. According to Shmuel, you can say you'll be a nazir twice, and we're Daf Ches Amud Aleph, four lines on the top. According to Rav Huna, it's only if you said I'll be a nazir today, and then you'll be a nazir tomorrow. Since one day is available, you become two nazirim. If you said it both concurrently, you won't be. And Shmuel says you will. So Masiv Rav Amnun, Rabbi Yechesam Rav, Masiv Rav Amnun, Rav has a question. It says in the Pasig, Nazir Lehazir, because it's a double Nazir, Mekan, from here we learn out, Shahanazidis Chal Al Hanazidis. You could be a Nazir and then being a Nazir again. You could do it twice. Shiyachal, I would have thought you couldn't. The Haleidinu, there's a Kal V'Chaymer, Uma Shavua Chamura, Madach Shavua, which are stricter than Neder. We'll soon see why Shavuas are stricter than Neder. Madach Shavuas that are stricter than Neder. Ein Shavua Chala Shavua. If you said, I swear I won't eat bread, and then you say, I swear I won't eat bread, the second Shavua is not a Shavua. So if you do eat bread, how many bread did you do? Only one. You cannot make a Shavua on top of a Shavua. And even though it's a Nezidus, Kala, Nezidus, which is easier than Shavua, like Kolshkein, we're about eight lines on the top of Yuchesim Rav. So surely by Nezidus, you say, I'll be a Nazir. Then you say, again, I'll be a Nazir. The second thing, it shouldn't happen. Tamal Leimah, therefore, we have a Pasig Nazir Lehazir. We have a Pasig Nazir Lehazir to tell you that not only the first Nezidus you said happens, but also the second Nezidus. We can't from here learn out. Nezidus, Kala, Nezidus. That's what the Braisa says. Now let's analyze if the Braisa follows Shmuel or Rav Huna. Hey, Chidami, how are we talking about? If the Braisa follows the opinion of Huna, that according to Rav Huna, the only time you say one Nazir falls on top of another Nazir is if it's two separate days. So why would you think that doesn't work? Heichem, Ilem, Udamah, Hareini, Nazir, Hadyim, Hareini, Nazir, Machr. I'm a Nazir today, I'm a Nazir tomorrow. Hakra, boy, for that I need a pasuk that both Naziris are effective. Of course they are. Remember, they're not overlap. They're overlapping, but they're not concurrent.
You have a day which the same.
Exactly. So they're putting a pasuk for. El obviously love the Omar. He said Hareini Nozer Hayoim. Then he said Hareini Nozer Hayoim. Both are concurrent, and without the pasuk, you would have thought just like a shvur, the second shvur, nothing happens. By Nazidus, also the second thing happens. Uktani, and it says Nazidus Chol Nazidus. One Nazidus falls on another Nazidus. Says the Gemara, so it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, no kasha at all. You know, Hocham Ha'iskino talking about. Kigoyin shekibul olav shtei nezidah bevasachas. You accept another. You're right. If you did one nezidah today, and then he said, I'll be another tomorrow. You don't need a pasuk. Of course, they both are effective. What happened? I said, I'll be another. I said twice. I'm taking upon myself two nezidahs. Without the pasuk, I would have thought, what are you really saying? That I'll be another for 60 days. So you're another for 60 days, being covered at the end. Now that we have a pasuk nazir lahazir, what we learn out, I can become two nazirs. So I'm a nazir for 30 days, bring a carbon and take a haircut, and then be a nazir for another 30 days. So nothing. So not a kasha and a vuna. So Gemara now digresses. You just said that shavu is stricter than neder. Why is shavu stricter than neder? My chumra de shavu and neder. What possible stringency is it by shavu you don't have by neder? Ilema, is it what we learned in the previous mission? Mishum de chayla. I feel a dovish. That a shavu can fall on intangible. Remember, shavu devolves on the person. I won't eat. I won't sleep. Even though sleeping is not tangible, but I'm around. And neder, you can make a neder sleep is also to me because sleep is not tangible. Neder, if that's the case, then we learned in the same mishnah there's a chumra neder over shvur. Neder nami chumra. Neder has a stringency that shvur doesn't have. She can chal al mitzvah reshus. You cannot make a shvur against the mitzvah. Can't say I swear I won't put on tefillin, but you can say I'm making a neder that tefillin is forbidden to me. So.
But does that apply to a specific
tefillin? Any, you can do whatever you want. You can say old tefillin. You do whatever you want. A neder is chal. I told you every few days ago. Anyway, so the bottom line is, there's a chumra here, there's a chumra there. So what's the braisa saying? Eli, you know why shvua is stricter? Not because of these dinim, it's the punishment. Mishum dechsiv by shvua in the third commandment, it says, v'nake lo yinake. Hashem will never forgive you. The Gemara Shvua says, we'll see, the whole world began to tremble when David said the third dibur. Not the first, not the second, but the third dibur, the whole world began to tremble. Okay. There's a beautiful Ran here, we don't have time to learn, but the Ran over here is the famous Ran that talks about Issa Gav and Issa Chefza. If you made a Shavua, I won't eat meat, and then I turn around and make a Neder, this meat is forbidden to me, the Neder is Chal, because the Shavua is limited to me, and now I'm putting a new Issa on the meat. But the other way around, if you say that the meat, I make a Neder, the meat is also to me, and then I add, and I won't eat the meat, is a Shavua Chal. So I'm going to show him and say, yeah, because the Issa is limited to the Chefza. And now I'm making a new Easter on me. So the answer is no. And there's different ways of understanding how the Pshat and Ran. But Avinezer Pshat learns Pshat and Ran. every iser is an iser on the person and an iser on the object. It doesn't make sense. The Avnei says that I'm not allowed to eat, let's say, I'm not allowed to eat something and the thing is mutter. It doesn't make sense. What do you mean it's mutter? Or vice versa. The thing is aser, but I'm allowed to. What does that mean? So he says, no, everything is aser. The question is, which is the cause, which is the effect? Is it because I'm aser to eat the meat, therefore the meat is aser to me? Or is it because the meat is aser to me, therefore I'm not allowed to eat it? And that's the difference between gavra and chefzo, shvur and shvur. So he's saying here that every time you make a neder, the meat is aser, automatically I'm aser as well. So what's a shvur adding?
But which is the ikr and which is the gilgul?
Yeah, so neder, the ikr is the meat, and the shtalshul is that I'm aser to eat it. So what am I adding when I make a shvur? I'm already aser anyway. Anyway, let's continue. But it's all based on this round here. So this is the round about gavra and chefzo. Yud chefzo malav and learn. So anyway, right? I won't eat, and I won't eat two shvuas. The second shvuah, if you ate the bread, you're only chayv one avedik, because the second shvuah never happened. Amar Rava says, Rava, but im nishal arashayin, if you went to three rabbonim and you were matted the first shvuah, then the second shvuah then falls into place, and if you ate it, just like even avedik. Shniyah cholam. That's a big chiddush. You would have thought if you made two shvuah, the second shvuah is gone, evaporated. So the shvuah says, no. Rava says, you know that in the new invention called clouds? It happened back then. There's a cloud, and it sits in the cloud. And as long as there's no space in this world for it to come down, it won't come down. But the moment you're mataned, and now there's space for the second shvuah to come down, it will come down. That's Rava's chiddush.
A storage facility. Yeah.
True. So. Mimai, how do you know? Midaloi ketani, it doesn't say chayiv achat, it doesn't say chayiv one, it says eina elachas. It's like, tani, eina chayiv, it doesn't say eina chayiv elachas, only chayiv one, it says eina chayiv achayiv. Elachas, only one, means only one at a time. Revach, with the lesson, there's no space for the second one to land, but when you go to Rabbani Yamatid, chayla, then it is chal. So not to try to disappears, it's there, but it has nowhere to land. Lish nachrin, another expression of saying the same thing. Chiyuv v'deleka, there's no chiyuv or shvua. Ika, there's no chiyuv, but there is always a shvua. L'may hilcha, so what do you mean the shvua still exists? If you're telling me that the second shvua, I'm not chayiv, so what, you tell me it exists. What way? Yeah, what vein? Like Rava said, Amar Rava, nishal al reshayna, also loish niya tachtel. The second one is still around somewhere, and it comes in. Lema misay, let me bring a raya. Misha nadash de naziris. If somebody makes two naziris and has a neder, and then he counts the first one, with the hifrish carbon, he brought a carbon of initial and with matin neder, also lashnia, but the second one is oil in the first one. This is a raya what? That the second one is still out there somewhere in the cloud. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So the Ran explains over here that this Gemara definitely follows Rav Huna, not Shmuel. According to Shmuel, Nezidus is a special case because Nezidus is I'm a Nazir now and I'm a Nazir next time around. Shmuel holds even if you make it concurrently, they're both Chal. So what do you compare that to Shmuel when the second Shmuel nothing happened? How do you compare it to Nezidus when we have a pasuk that tells you that the second Nezidus also applies? So, of course, if he matter the first one, the second one moves in. The second one is there. But in the case of Shvuah, the second Shvuah is non-existent. So how do you know that it's still out there? But according to Rav Huna, the only time by Nazir it's out there is if you have separate days. Today starting this, tomorrow starting that. According to Rav Huna, if you did it concurrently, nothing happens. And yet the Braise in the Shvuah, in Shvuah, that if this you made two Naziris concurrently, even though the second Naziris does not happen, if you show you on the first one, the second one comes back into place. Chlorai to Rav. Well, it's not right. He goes, you keep all those states of Elacha. This is talking about you and Makabal Tunazidis at the same time. And because you were Makabal Tunazidis at the same time, we don't know which one should be Chal, which one shouldn't. Therefore, they're both sort of hanging there. That's why if you show on one, the other one comes into place. But by Shavua, with the second one non existent, how do you know we have no Raya either way? I thought you can have charot and you can have pesach. Something might have happened that.
But I'm saying if you mafrish the kol immediately before the Judaites, then what's the pshat? I want to have. You've really done the prohibitions. What's it mean? I want to now have it removed. The only one I can think of is you mafrish the kol immediately when you started.
Okay.
Could be. So this is too much for me.
Could be. Okay, Mishnah. Stam the Dorim Lahachme, whenever you make a neder and we don't know exactly what you mean, we could interpret it in a way that it's a Dover HaNodr or something which will make it Aser to you. Or we could interpret you meant a Dover HaAser, which we said before does not Aser to you, will always be Machme. However, Upurushan, but if you spell it out and you specify you dafke meant the Dovra also, therefore it's nothing happened, then Lahaka will trust you and you'll be making a case. For example, Omar, you said, Hareya like a basamalir. I wonder this meat should be like salted meat. The expression salted meat, the Tater says that all kabanas have to have salt, is lachayda carbon. However, it could also mean avodah zarah. Avodah zarah also you bring, now, the difference is if it's a carbon, then it's a dovra nod, it'll be a valid neder. This meat becomes also. If you're comparing it to avodah zarah, then nothing happened. So, kayayin nes, if you say like wine that you pour out, it could be a carbon, it could be avodah zarah. And obviously it's a davar nadir and it's a valid nadir. Im bishal avicham, if you spell that avicham nadir mutter. We imstam, you don't spell out. Then usher will take the stricter side. Will always say usher. However, if you then go ahead and you explain what you meant, then obviously whatever you explain, that's what it is. Hareya like a chedim. You said the words. I'm making it like a chedim. Now there's two kinds of chedim. Chedim is you consecrate. You can either give it to the Beis Hamikdash Bet Kabayis, which is then usher, or you can give it to kainim. Kainim, after once the kainim, once you promise to give a kainim, because you didn't give it to kainim, you have to take care of it, you know, let it use it, or whatever. Once you give it to kainim, then anybody can use it. Hareka like a chedim, he said it would be like a chedim. To im ke chedim shal shemayim, if you meant like chedim shal shemayim, then it's what? Then it's a davar nadir. Because it's chedim shemayim is a davar nadir. You can donate whatever you want to Beis Hamikdash, and therefore your meat is asa. But if you say ke chedim shal kainim, once you give the kainim, it's mutter, then it's mutter. Then what are you doing? You're comparing it to chen yikani, which is mutter. The im stam, you didn't spell it out. Also,
stam could just mean.
Stam means you didn't spell it
out. Stam chedim means it's forbidden.
You're saying I'm making a chedim.
Usage of the word is.
Yeah, but chedim can mean either chedim based on midrash or chedim kainim. Chedim, you're talking about an excommunicated person. You don't do a thing. We said before in the first Mishnah that if you use the word chedim, that's a yad. That's a kinui. There's a kinui for chedim. But what's the original chedim? The original chedim is either bedek habayis or kainim. You don't put excommunicate objects.
So there's a puzzle.
Yeah, but that's also saying and people talking. Remember everything Losh Ben Adam? When people talk, chedim means either I'm making it chedim. Chedim is like this or that.
What does chedim kainim mean then?
Chedim kainim means you're donating it to not truma. I'm donating it to kainim. That's for their purpose. Keep. So the din is, once you give it to kainim, it's totally mutter. You can do whatever they want with it. They can give it to any yid. They can do anything you want to. Yeah, but once they have it, once you gave it to them, everybody can eat it. There's nothing. 100%. So it's mutter to everybody. It's not awesome to me. It's mutter to me. Now, if you want to give it to me, you can give it back to me. 100%. So therefore. So why? That's called mutter. Your object is asr to me because if I take it, I'm a ganav. Doesn't make it asr. No, it isn't. Yeah, but it's not asr. If I say that my object, my meat should be like your meat, what happens? But your meat is asr to me, so it should be asr. No such thing. It's no such thing because asr means that there's some kind of isr tied to it, not that ownership. The reason why I cannot take it is not because of kedusha, it's because yours. It's yours. I want that this meat should be. I want to treat this meat exactly like chedim. If I would have meant chedim to Beis Hamikdash, then I can never, then this meat becomes asr to me. Just like the thing belongs to Beis Hamikdash, asr to me. This is not because he owns it, because it's holy. If I say it belongs to kainim, once I gave it to the kainim, before I gave it to kainim, it's moyel. You're not allowed to use it. You're over all those dinim. Once you gave it to the kainim, there's no kedusha there anymore. It strips away the kedusha. It's nothing. Just the balabas, like anything else. Okay, right. The next case, harei like a mice. If you say the word mice, now all kinds of mice. Imke ma'ase behemah, the tenth animal, you decide which is the tenth animal. That's a davar nader, the neder asa. Then it's asa. Im shel goyden, but if it's what, like the ma'ase from the field, which lecheder the field is tevel, then ma'ase which is a dimen hashemayim, that's called davar asa. Then mutter. Then my meat does not become asa. My bread, whatever, does not become asa, because I'm comparing it to davar asa. However, im stam, I didn't spell it out. Then we'll always be machmer and treat it as asa. How do you like it? Truma, my thing should be like truma. Two kinds of truma. If he's saying that it should be like the money where people donate to the Beis Hamikdash, everyone can choose which money to donate, so then there was a davar nader, then it's asr. But the im shel goyden, if he says like a truma in the field, again, it's a truma is a davar asr. It's a din min hashamayim. The mutter, it is mutter. The im stam, he didn't spell it out, then asr, it is always asr. Dibur HaMeir. Comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says, the last few cases, it depends where you are, because certain places, people talk, every place talks differently. So, for example, Stam Trumab in Yehuda, they had a lot of kainim living in Yehuda because it's closer to Yerushalayim. They wanted to live there, so it's near their job. then asura. When you said truma, you probably meant truma from kohenim, and therefore what? Therefore it's asura. You meant trumas alishcha. Truma. You were near the base of Mikdash, so therefore, because they were near the base of Mikdash, they meant trumas alishcha. Therefore, it's awesome. The Galil, they were far away from the base of Mikdash, so when they said truma, they didn't mean, oh, let's go to donate base of Mikdash. For them, it's a big trip. So pasha, what it meant was, it meant like a truma in the field. Therefore, it's a davar aser and mutter. It's mutter. So ain anche Galil makirin et trumas alishcha. The people in Galil live too far, and they don't really know. They're not familiar with base of Mikdash. Stam charamim be Yehuda. When it comes to chedim in Yehuda, there were many kainim. So when they said chedim, they probably meant, even though they were close by some Mikdash, they meant the kainim. Because there are many kainim living in this midst. Mutarin. Abba Galil, when they said, let's give charamim, there were very few kainim living in Galil. So therefore, they couldn't have meant to give kainim. So what else could they mean? It must be the base of Mikdash. Therefore, it's also. She'ain adi Galil makin et chermi kainim. They don't have kainim. That's the Gemara. But now we learn. You're telling me that Stam the Dorim were Machmed, didn't we learn? Sofing the Ziris Lahako, if we don't know what you meant when you said Nazir, we're Makel. And here you're saying by Ned, if you don't know what you meant, you're being Machmed. Amr Zed is not a problem. It's Machlek is Tanoim, and our Mishnah follows one opinion. Amr Abeloza, like Kasha. Ha, Rabeloza, Rabeleazer, who says that Sofing you're Makel, that's the Mishnah which says Sofing the Ziris Lahako. And our Mishnah says by Ned, we're Machmed is Abonim, because Nadir and Nazir, remember before, Nazir is like a Nedir. You're answering yourself. Tanya, what's the Maisa B'Lev Chomet? We learned, Hamagdish Chayosoy Ubehemta. If somebody says, my Chaya, my Behema, should be Hegdish, either your Chaya or your Behema. Now, there's a certain animal called a Koi. And a Koi, we're not sure if it's a Behema, domesticated, or is it more like a Chaya. So if you said, all my Chayas are belong to Beis Hamikdash, is your Koi involved? We don't know. If you say, all my Behemas are dedicated to Beis Hamikdash, is your Koi involved? We don't know. So Higdish, the Tanakhama says, your Koi is included because we're Machmer. What did you think? What did you say? You're Machmed. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a lay Hegdish of the Koi. Rabbi Lezer says, since we don't know, we're Makel. So it's clear. Now what? Something more explains. Man, do I'm a man in my list faker. Madoch, your money when you said I'm donating my animals. The Tanakhama says, we think that you also meant to include those which you're not 100% sure are Chayyah Behem. You meant to include them in your Hegdish. So Gufi Nami Mayel. Now surely you yourself, when we're not sure if you meant to be a Nazar or not a Nazar, or you meant to be a Nedar or not a Nedar, surely you included. And my Nazar as well. Surely you included. And that's our Mishnah. And Rabbi Lezer says that when you said I only wanted that which are definitely behemoths, a chay, not a koi, then gufei nami lekoshkin lemaaylus veikah. Surely you didn't mean a body. So what are you telling me? L'safik l'nezir l'hakol. Rabbi Lezer, you want to tell me that that this brisa follows Rabbi Lezer holds? That's that you're always mekel, just like by the koi, by hegdish, and therefore by nazi and mekel. Let me ask you a question. Aim a sefer. The very end of that very brisa, it says. It says on the Gemara, "Safik b'chayis." When an animal was born to another animal, we're not sure. This is the firstborn. Now, did the other animal miscarry, or we're not sure? It was twins. We're not sure which just came out the male, female, whatever. We're not sure what happened. Echad b'chayis other behema by a person. We're not sure if the male came out first, the female, or she already miscarried before, or by behema bein tamei bein tahida. Whether it's a tardic animal, we have to give to the kohen, or whether tell me we have to be paid. The Koyin cannot come to collect and say, hey, give me the B'chayr. You prove, you Koyin, you're a Moiti. The onus approves on you, the burden approves on you that this animal is Taka B'chayr. Yet, mitzad the dinim B'chayr, one of the dinim B'chayr is that if a Jew has it, he's not allowed to share the wool, he's not allowed to work with it because maybe it's a carbon. As far as that concerned, V'tani learned, V'asudim B'gizim B'avayda, but we learned that you are not allowed to share the wool in B'avayda. Why? We're Machmer. Regarding the Isser, we're Machmer. So the question is, if you're telling me that stam the zid is lahako, then how come we by b'chayr machmer? How come by b'chayr machmer here? And this is a follow-on from the Mishnah we said that koi is not included. Even though koi is not included when it comes to b'chayr, we're machmer. Why are machmer? Amalei, he says, what do you ask me? Amai kam medamin. Why are you comparing kedusha habomela b'chayr to something that happens naturally? It's a din of the Torah, and every time we have a suffix, a din of the Torah, what do we always do? We're always machmir. Ligedusha habor, but they add them to a neder or a nazir where you in your mind decided to bring upon yourself kedusha. The question is, we're trying to work out in your mind, what does a person think? If a person's not 100% sure, does he want that included in his iser, or he only wants to include his iser, think which are avadai? What does Abdul b'chayr? Eli Ikasha, we'll see tomorrow what the Ikasha is. We have a question, we'll see tomorrow.